Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is 1-23-2020, 2020. And I'll tell you what, I would be remiss if I did not go to it because it's right here. I've been pounding on it at the behest of Lord Jesus for all these years, and I'm just going to do it again because I'll tell you what, we're about ready to see what they talked about. We're about ready to see it. And here it is. Here it is right here. Matthew 24. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. So all of that is just going to be the beginning of sorrows. In other words, there's more to come. Worse yet, okay. And then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure till the end, the same shall be saved. That's verse 13. Lord Jesus says, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. And let him which is in the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. And neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, unto them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, and no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting ready to go wild weasel. Let me say this. It's typical. We've talked about over the years all of the possibilities. And the one possibility we've all talked about was the EMP, which still could happen. And for those who watch the mimic and watch what goes on with it, let me just tell you, I've had a lot of two or three people up today, and that's at tropic.ssec.wisc.edu, mimic TPW.2, and I'll tell you what, the maps showing, I'm looking at right now, I'm trying to get the images loaded up. Oh, yeah. Come on there, little guy. Let's load up your images. You don't want me to talk about them tonight? Load them up, or I'm going to call you up, Wisconsin. Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. They don't want to let you look at it right now. Mimic, -TPW2M. I'm trying to get this thing up. It pops up, and then it doesn't want to let me have it up. But let me tell you what. I'll just describe it to you. If you look at the world view, the world domain 180, like 180 degrees, the world domain, okay? And you just do it that way, all right? Then you will find on that you will see massive amounts of energy strips and ribbons, giant streams of scalar-type energy coming out of Antarctica, going up into the United States, going up into Europe through Africa. And incidentally, the last couple of days, there's been back and forth between what I will tell you is red Chinese scalar warfare versus U.S. or whatever scalar warfare going back and forth, crisscrossing. And it's now moved more into Central Africa rather than into the coastal Africa. But now let's just see what we got. Yes, still going down. Still going down massive amounts of energy. Now people say, well, it's the cosmic rays. No, this ain't the cosmic rays. This is targeted, and this is also going all the way up, straight up like through Indonesia, but not through India and the Middle East as much, but straight up into China. So what this is designed to do, this is what I will tell you is fallen angel technology in Antarctica. The Nephilim, the fallen angels coming back. You remember Greg Evenson telling you about his information he had a number of years ago. And bless you, Greg. I know you're up there with the Lord Jesus right now. I say hello to you and thank you for all you did and all you did to warn the people and prepare them. And your wife, Liz, is still standing good, and she loves you, and the whole people love you. And all the peace officer buddies of yours still write into me and say hello and talk about you, Brother Greg. But let me tell you what. This is massive amounts of energy. Massive amounts. Now, this can also cause volcanoes to blow, earthquakes to happen, all kind of weather things. This is not just something that will affect you by your mind, although it can. But if you look at it right now, and I know it doesn't say in the upper thing, well, this just shows the scalar warfare. No, it just happens to show it because of the way that is there, and I was tipped off to this years ago. So anyway, look at it. Mimic-TPW2M. Now, all of that going on reminds me just of what I read you. And the fact is, you're going to see from volcanoes blowing and all kind of dust going into the air, you're going to start to see the sun blocking out a little bit. And when that happens, the food gets funky. And then now, as we've got the pestilences, okay? We got the earthquakes, been having a bunch of earthquakes. And when you see the big one that's possibly going to hit Cascadia and the San Andreas at the same time, you're going to see the Islas de California, the islands of California, and I think you're going to see an upside down twisted like a piece of hard candy used to twist. And that's going to be Cascadia. And it's going to be catch as catch can, in a sense, about who's still up on the high ground and who's down below in the liquefaction, all right? Now, let's look at also then what's obviously staring us in the face. But it's been around a while. We've talked about over the years the possibility that the Illuminati, that the powers that be, that the Luciferian scum, that they were going to release pathogens, release bioweapons. And to a good man showed me and sent me a link to it. Let's just go back here. This was an event that was at the John Hopkins Center for quote-unquote health security in partnership with the World Economic Forum and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation hosted event 201, okay? A high-level pandemic exercise on October the 18th, 2019 in New York, New York. The exercise illustrated areas where public-private partnerships will be necessary during the response to a severe pandemic in order to diminish large-scale economic and societal consequences. In other words, they want, the rich people want the power people to go in with them to make sure that they're safe and they're preserved while all the poor people die. And that's about the size of it. And they're talking about all these different epidemic events. So they had this event in October 18th, 2019. That was last fall. And it just happens to be the John Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. Now, all of this just kind of brings it right up where this coronavirus, and I'll tell you what, it's starting to go wild already. And the Chinese scientist, who's an expert on it, he says that, quite frankly, that this thing is going to be probably 8 to 10 times worse than the SARS virus. So I'm going to stop right here, right now. The SARS was a corona-type virus, a novel virus. It was in, as I recall, in Hong Kong, big time, also in Toronto and different places in Canada, and some places in the United States. And I've told you all the time, long time ago, that unbeknownst to him, at the time, Frank Keyes, who owns Mezzosilver Purist Colloids, puristcolloids.com, puristcolloids.com, they're out of Virginia. He has a factory that's FDA inspected on a periodic basis. And the mezzosilver he produces allegedly has high, according to research, and you can go up to his website and get research. Matter of fact, if you're at stevequayle.com, go to stevequayle.com. Know that you can always scroll down past the stories of the day. You'll always see the Listen to Hawk Radio banner there. But over there on the right side, you're going to see a mezzosilver banner. Click through to it and get the information. All kind of research up there. They have the actual research. You can read about it. You don't turn blue. You don't do it. And it's some of the smallest, tiniest nanoparticles. Not ionic silver. This is one of the best stuff. The smallest particle size, and that is what one of the keys to it is. Now, Frank Keyes had told me back around 2006 or 2007, I don't know what it was. But back a number of years ago, that he was starting to get orders out of Hong Kong were pallet loads of what he calls the 5-gallon carboys. What they are is a boxed, you know, in a cardboard box, and you got a 5-gallon jug, plastic jug, of the colloidal silver, of the mezzo silver, the purest colloidal silver that you can probably find anywhere. And he was sending these pallet loads over to a health food store in Hong Kong. And then after SARS went away over there, and incidentally, the research shows that mezzosilver is highly effective against different types of viruses. And then as I recall my old studies that I researched about colloidal silver years ago, I believe it was Arizona State back in the 70s or early 80s had a study, but they have all the different studies up at PuristCallEdge.com or just click through the Mezzo Serial Silver banner on Steve Quayle's site. And it kills bacteria, it'll kill viruses, and it's very effective against a lot of different viruses. And the one in, I'll just say this because I recall it, that even in the test tube back at Arizona, I believe it was Arizona State or Arizona University, I think Arizona State, back about 79 or 80, somewhere in that time frame, they did the study and they tested colloidal silver, not mesosilver, which would be even better yet, probably, but they tested a good colloidal silver against certain cancers in the test tube. So, and it killed them in the test tube. Now, that's from that study. That's no guarantee. I'm not a doctor. Do your research. Take it to the Lord in prayer. And always, if you have any kind of condition, seek the counsel of your family doctor or your MD or what have you. But I will tell you this, there is a lot of evidence that states that mesosilver, the purest colloidal silver, is going to be highly effective against bacteria, parasites, viruses, etc. You can use it on a preventative basis, and that's what I'm urging you to do. That's what I'm doing. You take, you know, a teaspoon, a tablespoon a day, or if you're thinking that there's going to be, like this pandemic starting to really move, that you've got to get proofed up prior to the fact. And I would say this whether you're sitting in France, you know, maybe somebody in France out there, in Montreux, huh? Or somebody that might be in Bellevue, Washington, or somebody who might be in Dallas, Texas, North Dallas, or somebody who might be in Austin, Texas, or somebody who might be in the Wasatch, you know what I'm saying? All over the place. Or somebody in Mason, Ohio area, or, you know. Start taking this stuff now. Don't wait. It's not medicine. It's not medicine what you take when you get sick. But if you did catch something, you can go up and take a lot more of it on a periodic 3, 4, 5 times a day. You know, take an ounce or so of it if you wanted to. Now, the information I've seen on toxicity was that you'd have to drink about 50 gallons or more per week in order for this to be toxic. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that that is the information on mesosilver. And then, like I say, his factory, Frank Key's factory at PuristCalloids.com, PuristCalloids.com, or click through Steve Quayle's site, all right, and you'll be able to find it. Well, let me see there. I think I've got it right up here, too. Let's just go direct on this thing here in a sense. Let's see here. Yeah, you got all the different products. He's got all the different things. You can buy gallon-sized jugs, 5-gallon-sized jugs, do all kind of stuff, and get what you want. But here's what he's saying, is that mesosilver combines small particle size and high particle concentration, a powerful combination of properties to produce a colloidal silver product that has the highest particle surface area of any colloidal silver product ever tested. They even have a click there where you can go to the comparison table to show the different ones. And he also states down here, it will not cause argyria, a discoloration of the skin caused by some forms of silver, which are silver protein products. Silver protein products, this is not what you're doing when you do this. If you're allergic to silver, then don't get involved in it. But this is all the kind of information they've got here. They also have thousands of hours of research and development conducted at the Colloidal Science Laboratory, Inc., Colloidal Science Laboratory, Inc., over a period of several years, and it is all there for you to see. They say on their front page, the dosage for mesosilver is typically between 1 teaspoon and 1 tablespoon daily to help maintain health. 1 to 4 tablespoons taken 4 times per day may be taken to help fortify the immune system when needed. Actual dosage will vary based on individual needs. So a 500 milliliter bottle will provide a 1 month supply when used at the dosage of 1 tablespoon per day. Gives you all kind of information on this. Let me just say it to you. It's just incredible. All right. And, what's going on is, also, let's see. Let me tell you here how to get in touch with them another way. You got your pencil handy. You can order off the internet. And once again, you can click through stevequayle.com, click through the Mesosilver banner. But here is a phone number to order. Toll-free order line. Mesosilver. 866-233-4633. Toll-free order line. Mesosilver. PurestColloids.com. Okay. 866-233-4633. Now, I'm going to tell you what. You can call them up and you tell them that old Hawk sent you. Hawk sent you. Because I know the story about what Frank said. And then after the SARS was over, he was contacted by attorneys for the Red Chinese government who offered to buy his entire operation because they had found, allegedly found, that it was highly effective against the SARS virus back then and helping to stop it in Hong Kong, and they wanted to buy it for big money and keep Frank Keyes, the owner, on to run it for X number of years at a high salary. So I'm just telling you right there, but go through PurestColloids.com, and that's C-O-L-L-O-I-D-S, PurestColloids.com. And you can also click through from stevequayle.com, click on the Mesosilver banner. On the 5-gallon carboy, I think you can get up to 67 or 70% off on that discount. You can get a gallon jug. You can get different size bottles, and it will just increase your chances of enduring till the end. Now, I'm also going to tell you this. Now, you can get the highest level type of oregano. That's a brand name. Oil of oregano. Dr. Cass Ingram. Oil of oregano. But he calls his oregano. And I like the capsules. You can get the oil, but it kind of stinks and stuff and gets you smelly, you know, smells like strong oregano. So I like the capsules because that contains that. And they also, you just put it, take it like with your vitamins when you're eating breakfast or lunch or supper or whatever. Take it on a, you know, with on food, you know, and start taking it also right now. The oil of oregano that Dr. Cass Ingram did has got 73% carvacol, which is the active ingredient that helps you to kill viruses, helps against viruses, including they tested it against some of the bioweapons, and it also kills bacteria and parasites. It is good, and that is been researched. You got research that you can see for that. You can buy that at Whole Foods. You can get it off of Amazon. You can get it at a number of different places, but you might just look up oregano, O-R-E-G, A-N-O-L, Oreganol, and that's a brand name. Now, you can get that in a 73. They call it the P73, 73% active ingredient carvacol, and that's where Dr. Cass Ingram, who was dying allegedly of some kind of a novel-type virus back a number of years ago, and I heard him speak locally. I heard him speak locally one time. And that particular stuff, he was told, we can't cure it at Mayo's. We can't cure it. And he was a big doctor in suburban Chicago, Buffalo Grove, out by Long Grove out there. And none of his big Chicago hospitals could do anything for him. They all told him to go make his peace with the Lord and get his affairs in order. And some lady down the street heard about him. She brought him some of this stuff from either a Greek or Sicilian island in the Mediterranean and got him out. He started to get better. He researched it, went to his product company, North American Herbs and Spices, and got going on it there. They did a lot of research on it. But you can buy that retail. I've seen that at Whole Foods. And then Whole Foods has their own brand. I'm just going to say this, too, at 70% carvacol active ingredient, which will also do you some good. Now, those are all out there, and I would urge you, if you wish to endure to the end, that you may want to take it to the Lord in prayer, check with your doctor, and then start taking this. Old Hawk is taking it as a preventative and always takes it daily as a preventative. Now, you still might get something sometime, and you might get, you know, some type of a bug that they've engineered to just come at you from left field. But this stuff, nothing builds up the resistance to the mesosilver, and they don't build the resistance up to the oil of oregano or the oreganol, which is a brand name. But get the capsules If you want to get the liquid, I've got some of that myself, but I like the capsules. You don't have the smell, the strong oregano smell. But I'm going to tell you what, I've told you for years to do this. What have I also told you to do? Get your gas masks with NBC filters, okay? High quality gas masks. I've told you go to approved gas masks. Get the high-quality military-grade NBC, nuclear, biological, and chemical filters. And then you get also a Tyvek F suit, or better. There are even better ones yet there. I'll just tell you, I know they've got them all up there at approvedgasmask.com, I believe, approvedgasmask.com. And I don't have any relationship with them or anything. I just know that they've got all the stuff there. Make sure you've got it in stock when you order it. Now, the M, as in military, M-95 filters, I like those, and I have mine, an extra couple of those to fit on as well, okay? You do not want to go to the surplus store and find the old Russian, gas mask. It's going to have cracks and holes in the rubber. You need something new. Keep it in a nice, dry, cool place where it's not too hot, not too cold. And keep your stuff ready to go. And then a Tyvek F or better suit with the booties and the hoods. Now, why do I say that? Well, right now, Huck, there's no problem. They've got all these people in quarantine. And, well, you want to know what? In Washington State, if you read the coverage out of, I believe, the Daily Mail or one of those papers, there are none of the doctors will go into his pod now with him. They're sending in a robot doctor. What does that tell you about the potential for a big-time problem here on the pandemic? What's it tell you? It should tell you a lot. Now, this thing is bigger in China. When you take Wuhan, just one city, and I believe they've now quarantined up to 3, 4, 5, 6 cities in China, all right? But Wuhan by itself is 11 million people. 11 million. So that'd be like taking Manhattan and trying to quarantine Manhattan, okay? Or trying to quarantine Metro Chicago. Or three Metro Dallases, okay? Or two LAs, okay? Or like from San Diego to Ventura, you're going to quarantine all of that. Or from San Jose, you know, Sacramento, and on up into San Francisco, quarantine that whole area there. You see the problem here. They're already showing pictures. I saw pictures before I came on air tonight of a dead person lying dead in the street in Wuhan. A guy in a nice black pants and, you know, suit jacket. One of those Mao suits or whatever they used to call them. And he's laying dead on the sidewalk and his head's hanging over the curb. People just walking on by. Now, these other face masks, like the doctor's type mask or a surgical type mask or a little better than that, the N as in Nancy or Nora, the N95 is a good one, but those are being sold out. Old Doc out of Charlotte was telling me, showing me yesterday, some, all these sites, different places are all sold out, and then the price is going 2, 3, 4, 5 times what they used to be. So I urge you to go to any kind of CVS, Walgreens, Publix, wherever it is you go, and see if you can't get some. If you can't get those, there are other charcoal filter masks, and just anything that is a surgical type mask, you may want to get some of those. Now, I would also tell you that they've said, one scientist said, that they expected the kill rate to be at least 2% on this. I think it's going to be higher. Why? Because it's still mutating. Now, my dad told me that in 1918 when the Spanish flu and the GIs all came back from over there and they came back and they brought that Spanish flu in with them, and that he remembers in his household there were 5 kids and mama and daddy, and they were all sick except for him. And he was only like 4 or 5 years old, but I believe he was already at 5. I think he was 5. He was already out selling newspapers on the street corner to earn money at 5 years old. A tough son of a gun. I saw a picture of him at age 5 when most kids are in kindergarten, and he looked like he was 70 years old in his eyes. But he told me that everybody in his family was laying on the floor so sick they could hardly eat or sleep, and they just moaned and groaned and even sometimes were just crying all the time because they were so sick. And finally they got through it. Everybody lived. But the 2% that this one doctor quoted or scientist quoted, he said back then that meant about 50 to 70 million people died in 1918 with the world population. Now, with 7.8 billion to 8 billion people, you're talking more like 195 million to 200 million people dying And that's only with the low 2% death rate. There's stuff like the monkeypox and the combination of different flus and stuff. The swine flu and the bird flu, they combine and it goes to a hemorrhagic flu. And you got the cytokine storm. And all of that that goes with that. You'd better have something ready to go. And then here's the problem. You're going to find you're going to need to put back gallons of bleach, or you're going to have to get back cider vinegar. Gallons of cider vinegar, because that will kill germs too, would help you to clean, and you're going to have some plastic sheets and stuff. And I would also tell you, you're going to have to be able to get rid of the bedding, the sets of bedding that are going to be infected, because I'm not so sure that you want to wash it, because the washer doesn't necessarily kill the germs that might be present in the sheets. Unless you're putting them into a cauldron with boiling hot water, like they used to do back in the old days in the Civil War. Or later than that, they used to boil sheets and stuff out there to kill germs and to kill the cholera and the different things. But you'd better get some extra bleach, cider vinegar, baking soda, different things that you can be used to help to clean it. And to take care of somebody in a room, you may want to isolate a room. So that your other family won't get it. So let's not be stupid. Get on the mesosilver, get on the oil of oregano, the oregano capsules, garlicin, all the different things. Any kind of a thing that is a natural product that you can utilize, plus basic vitamins, minerals that you would take normally to keep your body in the best of health. And then I'm going to tell you the other thing. And the thing that is most important of all is that if you are not right with the Lord Jesus and you do not have Lord Jesus as a Savior, then you might not be one of the elect, and you're not going to have your name written on your forehead, and you might not endure to the end. I'm not going to judge whether you are or you aren't, but I will say this. You'd better repent of your sins to the Lord Jesus. Better ask him to come into your heart and to be your Savior, because that is the only guarantee you're going to have for everlasting life in heaven. If you were to die in a pandemic, if you were to die in a war, if you were to die in a volcano eruption, an earthquake, if you were to die in some electrical EMP, power grid down, or then you get crashed into by 15 cars who all stop on the expressway and you run into them and you get knocked over the side of a Colorado mountain because somebody hit you. Or you get shot in the aftermath where you're trying to search for food or fuel or medicine or baby formula or something in order to survive, and you go out there in the street and people are killing for loaves of bread or a can of food. All right? Now, let's get it right on the story here. Okay, thank you to my brother in the Wasatch, Crazy Horse. He says Wuhan has 3,500 square miles of area and 13 million people. Well, let me tell you what. What are you going to do in the United States now? Remember we talked about, of course, the scuttlebutt was that the drones were looking for the nuclear weapons, right? Colorado, Nebraska, western Kansas, maybe. But I'm going to tell you what. Then they did the Nebraska and the Kansas legislatures, and they did the continuity of government. Don't talk to any reporters. Don't tell anybody what you said. Bop, 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 bop. Well, if you're going to have a pandemic that's coming in a lot of the coastal cities, into the airports, and Chicago, and Texas, all right, you're going to have people coming in. The last ditch spot is in the center of the country, right? So they're trying to get the preparedness up, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, Western Kansas, you see what I'm saying? And I'm going to tell you, there is food in the salt domes, but you want to know what? The salt domes down there around Hutchinson and that area and on up in different places and down in Oklahoma, that also is a spot where they've been hitting earthquakes, have been popping up there. That's somebody hitting and targeting with tectonic weapons large preparedness storage areas. Kansas City, Missouri, north of the river, and Kansas City, Kansas, as well, they have limestone storage, the largest underground limestone cave storage in the entire world. And it's filled with food and stuff. You need to get canned goods. Don't get elbow macaroni in the pack, okay? Get something in a can. Get the cans of long-term storage food. Mountain House, Alpenair, New Manna, whatever it might be, okay? Wise. Get those cans like that. And also cans of, like Old Hawk's telling you, chunky soup, Yoder's bacon, Yoder's chicken chunks, Yoder's meat chunks. Why? Because those Yoder's foods have 15 to 20 year shelf lives on them. Canned goods in general, metal cans. Try not to get the ones that got the pop top. Get the regular cans, mixed vegetables, some fruits,
Roger that. We got knocked off the air, ladies and gentlemen. The powers that be, the Luciferian scum, who are trying to take out and destroy the population, depopulate this planet, did not want me talking to you about what I was talking to you about. And I will say this. We're having a situation where I'm telling you that you need to probably check with your doctor, take it to the Lord in prayer, but Old Hawk is taking mezzo silver. I'm doing about 3-4 eyedroppers a day in the water, and I'm also taking a couple of oregano tablets as a preventative along with the regular vitamins and minerals, etc. But I take a number of different ones of that, and I'll stick Garlicin. There's other things that you can find that will do good for you, and it can help you to kill germs or help boost your immune or what have you. But you need to start taking it preventatively so that you do not get any of this crap that they're dialing up for you. Because I'm going to tell you, the high-level Lucys, those people have got their mountain chalets, underground bunkers, and the people that are in that foundation, you know, that did that thing in New York in partnership with the Bloomberg School of Johns Hopkins, allegedly, those people have a deep underground base on the West Coast underneath their house as just one of their retreats. Because I knew somebody that inspected it, helped them out to see what it was good for. Or at least I heard about it. Now, let me tell you something. Let's talk about something good here right now, too. You know, the good, wonderful people who do the missionary work, they live in France. They're originally from Pennsylvania, but they live in France for a number of years, and they have been ministering to the mountain tribal believers and researching, going out and trying to reach over 130,000, 140,000 mountain tribe people in Indochina. That's a number of the old countries that used to make up French Indochine. Okay, but let's just call it Indochina. If you want to know what that is, look it up, and it'll tell you a number of different countries, 3-4 countries in the mountains, and we have people hungry for the Word. They're hungry for Lord Jesus and the Word of God. And you remember last fall, we put together, and a lot of you listeners put together $20 here, $100, $500, whatever it was, and different things, and you gave money to them in order to put Bibles into the hands of these tribal believers who will be the leaders or the pastors to reach out to the rest of the people. Some people might know them in that French name for mountain people as Montagnards, you know? Well, anyway, let me just say this. Let me give it to you quick or they would cut me off again, perhaps. This is Gospel Furthering Fellowship. Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, that's M-Y-E-R-S, town, Pennsylvania, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. 17067 USA, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067 USA. And if you could send a check or a money order to them and make it out to Gospel Furthering Fellowship, put down on the bottom Bibles for Dave and Debbie Indochina, or Bibles for Indochina, okay? Bibles for Dave and Debbie, Bibles for Indochina on the bottom of your check there in the notation what it's for. Make sure you do that or include it in a letter where you say that. And it's David and Debbie Neunemaker, David and Debbie Neunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, are the wonderful missionaries. Mountain Light Missionary, what they call their selves now, Mountain Light. Because I'm going to tell you what, they put 700 Bibles and hymn books, and you listeners out there were responsible for doing a number of those, quite a few of them, as a matter of fact. And they got into the hands, and I told you when they got into their hands, they couldn't believe it. They were so excited. The Word is spreading in the mountains in Indochina because of these two people, and the Lord Jesus is on their side, and our Father in heaven is taking them there again, and they're going to go in a month or two, you know, February, March, don't know exactly when, it just depends. But if you'd like to get in on it this time again, like you did before, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton Avenue, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067, USA, because I do have people from overseas and in different countries that listen. And you put on there $10, $20, $1,000, $2,000, whatever it is you're sending, or the Lord tells you to send, check, money order, make it out to that Gospel Furthering Fellowship, but put in the notation for Bibles for Indochina, Bibles for Indochina. Bibles for Indochina, or Bibles for Dave and Debbie Indochina, okay? And God bless you for all that would send them a little something. I know they'll be blessed because the Lord is working miracles with them to bring His Word to some of the most people in the far-out areas of the world, and there you go. That's part of the deal. Now, the other thing I'm going to tell you, just to tell you a little bit quick here, is that you're going to see secondary infections, bacterial infections, as people get screwed up and duped up. And what do you think is going to happen when the homeless areas of San Francisco and L.A. and San Diego and, you know, Austin and New York, Chicago, all the different new homeless zones, you know, where they got all the pestilence and all the stuff and the rats running around and trash on the street, people peeing on the street and laying up underneath the overpasses or laying up next to schools. What do you think is going to happen when this stuff hits that and those populations. You going to go try to go to work or your business in those areas? No, there's going to come a time, like Brother Quayle always said, when there's going to be a time when no man can work. So let's get prepared. And if you do know anything else and can't do anything else, then you can go out and get you a few surgical masks. You can get you some, hopefully some oil of oregano capsules. You can get you and order you up a small bottle of the, Mezzosilver. But if you can't do anything else, then get you another can of chunky soup, of Progresso soup, and get it in the can where you don't have to add the water. Get it where it's already got the liquid in it. And no, it won't be the low sodium, low salt, low this, low that, the most perfect food. But I'm going to tell you what, it's a ration. It's going to taste real good. And I like chunky sirloin burger. I like chunky beef. I like split pea with ham. There's a whole lot of them that I like. I also like Progresso beef barley, or black bean soup, or a number of different ones, or the vegetable soups. Delicious. But you better start doing it for real, because can you not see how chaos is reigning, and that Lucifer is putting everything in this planet into chaos? I'm telling you about the energy coming out of the old scalar energy stuff coming out of the fallen angels tech, I believe that's what it is, deep from the Antarctica, coming all up into the different countries to affect you, and devil knows what it's doing to you, because those are fallen angels. Because, you see, Lucifer got thrown down here with the fallen angels, you see. And when the fallen angels lost their first estate, they had to use technology, so they came in technology. And they came through wormholes. And you remember old Greg Evenson telling us they were popping up down in Antarctica through the portals, through the gates. And you remember how they were trying to reopen, and that a lot of the Native Americans all over the United States, we're hearing rumblings in the tunnels and in the caves that they watch for when they watch for when the giants come back and come to eat their tribes. So let's tell you what. Get right with the Lord Jesus. If you can help old Hawk to stay on the air and keep in this game, I would appreciate that too. Anything is most needed and most wanted can be sent to Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, 3965. West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Now, do you also see where anybody who is questioning the vaccines and the efficacy, or whether there'll be good vaccines for all of the stuff that's being, released onto the planet. And I'm going to tell you, for those in Ohio, watch out for the red Chinese that are in the middle of the old woods over there by certain rivers and up around Springfield and by Dayton and different areas like that, a little bit east. And watch them. I would also not, knowing that many people go, I would also maybe, unless you really know your Chinese restaurant very well and know the people personally, and they've been there for years, but if they've got any new employees, I would not be eating in a Chinese restaurant. Not because I don't like those people, but because that would be a much higher level of incidence of somebody having come back from China to come to work in a restaurant here. Also, the type of food may be being sent in from China, and it might have some of the germs on it. And I'm going to tell you, if you can limit your flights and what have you. And I'll tell you, I saw this guy from the, I believe the National Institute of Health, or or somebody like that, a Dr. Fauci, an old guy, Dr. Anthony or Antonio Fauci or whatever his name was. And they asked him a direct question on Fox. And he saw, well, you see, it's working, the person there in L.A., they were caught doing, they were detected, and we've got them over to the doctor. And then up in Washington State, well, that person was caught. Well, yeah, but what about all the 250 other people on the plane and all the people in the terminal? The guy in Washington State, now no doctor will go into the room, into his isolation pod room, which is designed for Ebola. Nobody will go in there. They've got a dead gum robot doctor in there doing the stuff. Garlic can be used, thank you, Sue. Garlic can be used to treat some of the different bacterial infections in certain items. It will be very helpful to you if you've got garlic. You can chop it up, you can eat garlic. You can apply it to your skin. You can do a lot of things. The garlicin, which is the active compound, the allicin in it. You can get the garlic capsules as well that have the highest content. Do some of that as well while you're at it. Thank you. And then I'll tell you, just to be on the safe side, because if all this stuff happens, you're not going to have stuff, people going to work or banks. You're going to want to touch the banks. The banks going to be open, or are they all going to be sick in the pandemic? Remember we talked about this years ago, old Hawk did. You remember we talked about how this might even be one of the things they introduced to then contract the money supply and tell you that it's all over the money and you can't get any more money until they issue the new currency or put you on a digital currency, which if you're not a good doobie, they're going to wipe your entire account out. You've got to swear allegiance to the Red Chinese or something, or to Lucifer himself, to buy or sell and take the mark, right? I urge you, ladies and gentlemen, to get with the Lord Jesus, repent of your sins to him, and ask him to come in your heart. And you may just want to reaffirm that relationship you got with him. And oh boy, it's going to be a wild weasel. And they didn't get what they wanted in Virginia, so now they're going to have to bring out some MK Ultra shooters. That's my prediction. They didn't get what they wanted in Virginia because the Virginian people and all the people that went to that went well healed. That was impressive. And there was probably, instead of 25,000, probably 100,000 in that city. And that scared the crap out of old black-faced Northam or Ku Klux Klan Ed Northam, Mr. Liberal Lucy, who likes to kill babies as a idolater and a sacrifice type person. And incidentally, there's a story out allegedly, about Adam Schiff dressing up like an Egyptian and going to allegedly to get back to that house.